Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies, this isn't her. You stand with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison her. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you...
What's up? You listen to Pepe Snap Radio Show. We had some technical difficulties, but we back. 45 minutes ago, something like that, but we back. What's up, man?
Man,
the conversation was getting deep. Yeah. That's what happens, man.
They didn't hear that conversation, but...
Why do I hear myself talking? Oh, we are connected to the wrong Bluetooth. Like, hold on, you guys. We gonna get through the technical difficulty. See what happens, man? See how they be trying to stop us, man? See what I'm saying? You can't stop this.
No.
You can't stop this right here.
I know your heart. You know your intention. Our intention is to clean this mess up that we helped create.
Right.
Some of it we didn't have.
We didn't have
an idea of the impact. You know, now we see we got to reverse it. This damage control. You know what I mean?
Right.
But some stuff can't be, like you said, do we accept certain people back? They got to turn their life over to the Creator. Have a strong, you know what I mean? They have to really be sincere.
They have to do a real deal.
Soul searching.
Soul search rehab.
With your soul.
So I got a question then. Do you think, because there's some people out there, actually, there's a young lady that she's going to try to come on the show. She's a minister now. She's a Christian minister, right?
My goodness.
But she used to be a lesbian.
Oh, my goodness.
But she says she turned her life around to God, to Allah, and she found out that her lifestyle was an abomination, and
now she
preaches the gospel. So, she would like to be a guest on the show one time.
She's gonna tell them with her. You know, that don't make it law for other people, but she can tell tell the truth. The truth is the truth.
So
you don't believe it.
So the question is, okay, so say for instance, like a person used to be a drug addict or alcoholic. But then some people say, oh, you're going to be an alcoholic. I was an alcoholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but then they go into rehab and they, you know, and they turn their life over. So, is there a redemption for somebody who's gay or they always be gay?
Nature, man.
Huh?
You cross the lines of nature. That's what I call it, crossing the lines of nature.
But can they repent and come back?
Yeah, they can take that shahada. Allah clears your sins if you wasn't Muslim when you did it.
Right.
You, damn, I don't even want to think that you're Muslim and doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You might take the shahada again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You might need to take both the shahada and get baptized. I'm saying.
You take the ghusl. You got to take the ghusl when you take the shahada anyway.
Yeah. Right.
But
you
I'm
need
saying,
to...
but...
You need to cleanse your soul completely.
That's something that that's why you don't meddle with that. Who want, you know, that ain't for no, we ain't going to understand it because our mind ain't that. That's a mental thing, man. You can't, I seen normal, what I thought was a normal, strong dude, real strong brothers, man, breaking that prison system, doing 11, 12, 13 years, and then all of a sudden he can't handle not having sex with a woman. You know what I mean? Come on, it's mental breakdown. You can see the difference in his,
and it's demeanor.
Oh, yeah.
His soul.
Yeah, you can see the difference.
Soul ain't there no more.
Soul, you can tell he ain't even the same confidence no more.
You know, that used to be considered a mental illness, I think, up to like 1971.
Yeah,
it still is, but
they had the type of people. I say they stopped publicizing that and try to get your mind to forget they ever said it. You know what I mean?
That's what they're doing.
They want you to forget they said that.
They are doing that.
Bring one of them up. When they said it. Show them a video where they said that. Because they show them that they said it so they'll see that they used to say that. The only reason why they I can't say why they stopped, but I'm going to say my guess why they stopped is it's prominent people gay. So if you're telling them, you got prominent people saying they got a mental illness.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Ain't like judges, probably gay judges, gay people in position of
power.
Authority over people. You know what I mean? Fake authority, but I say fake mean as in who got authority over all of us? The creator. So
what about the ones that don't believe in the creator?
They gonna find out the mistake they made.
They
just popped up, huh? How'd they get here?
Hey, man. Hey, listen.
I mean, your logic is logic. Go back to the beginning. What's add zero plus zero? What is it?
Hey, hold on. Let's see what this person got to say in this clip. Let's see something in this clip. Let's see if this is a...
Greeks, homosexuality was not viewed as a pathology or mental illness. Plato himself was likely gay. Michelangelo... And even
Dr. Freud, many people
see as very conservative. You can find letters that were written to him in the 1930s from parents of gay-identified people, children. He was encouraging people to be very empathic and supportive. And even prior to the era of Dr. Freud in Germany and Austria in the 1800s, there was a belief that it was biological, and it was just like a normal variation in human beings. But the DSM, which came into being in the 1950s, you think of the 1950s in the United States, was a very conservative slash kind of puritanical time. And so that's where I think that you saw a lot of, quote, sexual preferences or practices being seen as mental illnesses
as a
mental
illness.
Original document.
Yeah.
The original documentation.
Yeah.
It's right there. It was in the medical journals. So now.
Yeah. I've seen his mental illnesses.
But
I would say them brothers, spiritual and mental, though.
It's both.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So, it's a war.
Hey, man, I told my daughter, I can't be no father to you. Be roused by no man. You know what I mean?
It doesn't happen. So
now, I switch to a tech career or get promoted.
So now once again, if you are a person out there who really believes that you're born this way, me personally, that falls under mental illness.
Right, because you can't say the creator made a mistake.
Make a mistake. Because at the same breath, like you said, you can't go around and go, God don't make mistakes.
And he ain't got no... Soul must got gender too.
But this is what the question I want to ask you. Everybody else, this is the question I want to ask though. Why are they pushing so hard to make males from our culture gay?
But we're too strong.
Why is there an agenda? Why is there a gay agenda?
Because if you're gay, you will stop doing the right thing for your people.
So
that ain't nothing gonna help your people.
So why would that's why they're attacking hip hop? So in other words, in our era, which is, I don't believe has got to be the best way, but they built up this whole gangster persona
anyway. So
that's what I'm saying.
So it's just positive. What I'm saying, and they ain't just talking about killing. Just killing for nothing. I mean,
right?
At least I'll talk about defend. I want to talk about defending myself, killing.
Right.
I ain't gonna promote no offenses. You know what I mean? Just because your homie got killed, you automatically got the right to go kill. What'd your homie do?
So what I'm saying is hip hop is known to be negative. They started pushing the drugs. They started pushing misogyny against women. They started pushing. So now, one thing they did is add another layer and add the gay side. Everything negative, everything's going to be negative.
That was the plan. The enemy, the real enemy, well, different enemies, different levels of enemy. Let's say that. The ones we need to be the most concerned with, they playing stuff years ahead.
Yes.
They playing agenda years. They picking. If you got the wealth, you can go create the losing. Want to create.
This is true.
You can go create the most gangsters rapper that, like they doing, and that he a fag, or won't
right.
say he a fag, but really is a fag, and mocking you because he getting all his money off the straight people, the straight thoroughbreds,
right.
that think he's straight and thorough, and he really a faggot.
Now, do you really think, okay, like the one so-called rapper that's supposed to be the leader of this killer gang in Atlanta, do you really think straight thoroughbreds was buying his music knowing he was wearing dresses? You think that's true? You think that's possible?
I can't think no trade thoroughbreds because what we got in common?
Right. So I'm saying, so in his music, maybe his beats was tight, maybe his lyrics was tight, but he was just in a dress.
People living around people, certain environments, certain areas, geographical areas got a high rate of that homosexuality.
Okay.
And I noticed in the joint, I had to ask one of my Muslim brothers one time, how you so immune to them, how you so immune to them, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He say he grew up around it, like how we didn't grow up around it.
No, we didn't.
That's if you grew up in a city where it's so prevalent, you'll have a lot of different family members and neighbors and stuff. That's the only thing I seen that made sense.
Sorry, hold on.
Hello? Yeah, we're still doing a radio show. We got like 30 minutes to go. I'm being ghetto live radio talking on the phone. Can I call you back when I'm done or text you if you're available? Okay. All right, bye. Yeah. So, and that's true because in some environments, you grew up in that environment.
That's the only thing. Yeah.
So there's some level of tolerance then.
Yeah.
Because we can't go around. Yeah.
But I'm saying it's a step to the root. So you just say tolerating because you might be trying to bring them back.
Right.
You know what I'm
so we're not saying that we hate or want to harm these people. We're just saying that we're against
don't
the total agenda. We don't hate or hurt about it.
Don't expose it to my children.
To our children, right.
You know I can't watch my children's 100%.
100%, right. So y'all creating a thing where? Yeah.
Moments you get with my kids to teach them stuff like that. And we
against our wishes.
Home?
Right,
come
exactly.
On, man, we're going to fall out.
It's going to be a problem.
Fall out.
And it's going to be a problem.
It's already a problem because you almost can't let your kids watch TV. But you got to educate them, though.
You got to educate them, bro.
Educate them so when they watch and they know that ignorant.
Like, okay, you see that right there? I do it with my daughter. Because we was watching a cartoon. And then
kids running around and when they get grown, we can raise them.
They do.
Our kids running around gay with the choice of being gay. It's going to be a bunch of confusion. Ain't gonna never be. It's already confusing.
It's confusion already.
That's the problem, though.
That's
all these killings is gay.
This is the agenda.
All this killing back and forth.
Yeah.
Why they don't care? They don't care about jail.
None at all.
I mean, they care about jail. They really greedy.
Oh,
gay and still care about jail. Tell on you and everything. Go to jail for a smaller sentence and be gay while you're in there and come back.
And come back and be gay even more. I'm gonna play this clip.
Like, oh my God.
Kanye and A$AP Rocky recently wore skirts and dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with both?
Yeah.
What do you think of this fashion?
Really? Remember, I am hip-hop.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny how when men get older in hip-hop, they're still, you know, well-respected, well-versed, Cool Herc, you know what I'm saying, and Red Alert, and, you know, the legends, KRS-One. You know, you put me in there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, Wendy's a talk show lady. No. I listen to Big L on the way to work. I am familiar with Kanye and A$AP and the Kills.
Well, Kanye had the kill, and then A$AP had the long dress.
Yeah.
Have you seen the A$AP picture?
Yeah, I'm not down with any of that. I mean, wouldn't be my man.
No. We brought up Lord Jamal from Brand New. He had made some comments about that.
What do you think?
Well, he talked about the whole feminization of hip-hop culture from the 80s on.
Hold on, let me pause this for a second. It's good that there's a female who said, I'm not with that, and that couldn't be my man. We need more women to do that, bro. If these so-called rappers or whatever, so what, you get in the bag, you need to tell your man, you ain't my man wearing no damn dress. Matter of fact, they need to be telling you, you ain't my man with your pants sagging either.
Right.
That's why I played good, because it's good that a woman had the courage, a woman, her character and her power, and I don't agree with her a lot of times, but this one clip, I agree with her. And she said, that couldn't be my man. And that's what needs to fucking happen. Ooh, sorry. I tried to make it through the night without cussing. I tried, bro. But I get heated, man, because that's how it's supposed to be.
No. I mean,
a sister stepped up and said it, bro.
Some time period, man.
Could you imagine some dude talking about, listen, some dude come up to his woman. You ain't no man if you come to your woman like, listen, babe, I'm doing it for the money. We need the money, so I'm wearing this dress. We doing it for the money, so I'm going to do this acting role and kiss another man.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Let your woman be with a dude, lay it out between your woman legs because it's out of this, on the name of acting. And I'm going to lie.
But that's a whole other show. We need to talk about that, too.
I'm putting all my marbles in her.
Yeah, we need to joke that in that show, too. We talking about the homos.
Our dream of life is making it out the street live.
We talking about the homos.
He's passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds. What does that mean? They taking no prisoners. Come to the pad. What is it we have? The building is prison hers. You still with us? If you just like us, you know ain't no prison hers. We trying to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in shit to work. You met a real dude, she was a real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the street, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black buffer, cause better than killing ya. They asked me why, I left you alive to put you in.
Damn it, I need the button. Now what'd you say the music was playing? Say that again.
I said he ain't got her back. He's contemplating that. You
right.
I mean, that ain't no option. You should never want. Why would you want somebody to think that you're gay? You know what I mean? And you're not gay.
Say that again.
That ain't nothing you would want. You see the one dude, the one.
Who?
Like to be called gay, and they ain't gay. They could be gay and don't like to be called gay. If you know these, if you saying they doing a lot of it in secret, though, they said that they doing it public.
Yeah,
they said he was public.
Right.
On that.
Right.
They're getting bolder and bolder, like this that one. It's like claustrophobia. So the walls is closing in.
So since the walls closing in, what you saying? That they falling to depression?
That's a mind thing. You know what I mean?
But we talk
depression. What I'm saying,
the pressure of money and survival. So you saying that these dudes are to the point now, like they have to do in order to survive to feed their family? Is that a reason? Is that really a good enough reason?
That's what they gotta be gay. You gotta be gay to be do it though. I don't care what.
But okay, so and I'm just playing the devil advocate because I know there's somebody out there listening like, well, what about this? What about this? So say, for instance, you know, the whole saying like, by any means necessary to take care of your fam. By any means necessary, you got babies that's hungry. And you got this talent. And they telling you like, listen, bro, only way that you ever going to make money off your talent, you got to be a gay rapper. Because there's a lot of them doing it. I'm talking about the ones, and then they go, well, I was just acting.
I mean, they got a whole group, public and private. They got wealth. They in prominent positions to help them along. And they go for it. Some of them, you know.
Right.
They say, if you're old enough to know better, so you can't.
Really or like they say, once you know better, you do better?
You're old enough to know better, so you had to, like it or not, didn't want to do it. The boys together. They go young for lots of years. You know, teenagers. You know, some of them don't do too good.
So they're forced, though, into that lifestyle.
Why you ain't gonna die?
So, in other words, you're saying if they was...
You see my point?
I get my point.
Same pressure. Knife, dude got a knife. Say, I'm gonna stab you or have sex with you.
Right.
Same thing they said. I'm gonna
fight
a million a day and have sex with you.
Right.
And you're going back to the projects broke and straight.
Right. You got to fight for it. You got to fight for your
good. They ain't even fighting for the music thing. They said it.
Take
his bankrolls.
And they're like, what we saw?
Or going back broke.
Right. They said, where do we sign? They signing, bro. There's a small percentage. But the crazy part about it, the ones that they got, listen, the ones that they saw are at the top of the game all a part of the agenda.
Some kind of way.
Some kind of way.
Even if they're not, they still...
They still eating up the agenda.
Anytime you making the machine, giving this machine more steam, and they the ones pushing it, you still helping it.
You're still a part of it. There's countless so-called rappers out there right now that's supposed to be gangsters or even OGs, and I've seen them doing questionable things for the agenda.
Dudes that are killers, that's gay killers.
Omar was one of them.
It's all kind of sick-minded, case-by-case basis. Weird and weird.
So is being a killer a
path? No, he's still over with them. These straight killers don't care nothing about the gay killers.
Right.
We got a law, man. We ain't worried about no gay nothing.
So a killer's a killer, right?
So what else you dealing with? Once you cross the lines of nature.
Think about
Omar.
That's
like no different than a child molester.
You a sociopath and a psychopath.
Cross a line of nature.
Like your boy. Not going to say his name. But people know Urban G's out there. Right? And they said he was a boy lover before he went in. And he's a boy lover since he's been in. He was like Omar. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's a real character.
It's a real character. It's a real dude. I don't want to say his name on camera, on radio, but if I... In fact, I'll tell you who he is. First of all,
oh, I think I know.
Because what we don't do here at Geyser is clickbait or sensationalize, if I'm saying the word right, the bullshit. We don't want all that, but we're going to do it right. Sensationalized. I think I said it wrong, but hold on. And this dude was bona fide.
Oh yeah, I heard.
You heard that, right?
That's...
He's certified, bona fide.
Man,
now, did they say that to put smut on his name? To take away from his gangster?
I don't believe the brother that one of the brothers I heard. See, I can't, I don't know what's true, but I just believe that brother wasn't lying. He ain't made that up.
It wasn't
you want to say about a dude that strong, you know, I'm
right.
Saying strong because killing don't make you strong.
It don't make
you
strong.
You got to make you aware of a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's a killer. You got to be scared of him. You got to be aware of him.
He gets respect. He gonna get respect. I'm sorry. Any killer gonna get respect.
Right. But still,
good, bad, or indifferent.
Right. Definitely right. Some awareness, but all kind of different ways.
Right.
Awareness,
right. Right.
Not none to say. I can't let live my life through him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let him dictate my life because he kills.
So right. So back to the economics of it. Like I said. I don't give a damn. There's not enough money in this world to do that. Yeah. But I was surprised. No, I ain't gonna say I was surprised. I wasn't surprised when they was talking about this on the show the other night, and there were some brothers just like, yo, that can be financial wealth for somebody's family. But what would you really do for the financial wealth, though? Like, I just, because at some point, you would have to look at your children or whoever, say, look, daddy did this for you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just like, imagine an OG, you know, that was in the game and he made a whole lot of money or whatever. And he came home and told the kids, like, I know what I did was wrong. I done some things. I had some bodies. You know what I'm saying? But he comes home, he's repentant and all that stuff, whatever. He said, but I did it for the family. Right? But with these little young dudes, they're being taught like, yo, this is a form for you to take care of your family. So one day you're going to have to say, listen, daddy wore dresses and did this shit for the family. Do they get a pass?
Not from me. No. No passes in allowing young men to think it's okay to be mimicking women.
So if they get a pass, it'd be more like this. It's a no. They don't get a pass, y'all.
Y'all heard us trying to raise sons to be men. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We gotta stand. We still got the job though. We ain't gonna work about it. But
what
the point? Something? You gotta hide your kid from a fag. You don't even want him to see the vision.
Right.
Big old dress. He's yes. muscular and everything.
Right.
Like, what is
it? Right. What is daddy?
Just like it was, no, you could.
No,
you
son.
If I could help it.
No, son. But this the problem though. We have fallen short from as a whole. I know us collectively, we fight against this as a whole. We should be out there protesting against this just as much as they be protesting out there when so-called white cops kill unarmed black men. I think, and I do believe putting our resources behind anything that I feel is detrimental to our culture and generations, it should be zero tolerance from self-hatred to the homosexual agenda movement to the false racism narrative that they teach us, things of the educational system. We need to have that smoke for all of it, bro.
Yeah, we definitely. Just got to know on that issue.
You know?
Some people's hearts are tied to their family that they don't like the behavior, but they so soft for their family that they still treat the family member with the same respect and love that
right.
everybody else get. Don't make no difference, and that's
right.
that's the main problem. How it spread so widespread because now the people that used to feel uncomfortable don't got to feel uncomfortable no more. So now they get to
right.
be gay and be comfortable in the family and not be feeling all ostracized.
And
so now. Yeah, that spreads. Now the other one that we've been wanting, he's been wanting to say it, and now he's saying it. The ones you already knew, they probably were, but now it's getting to the point where the ones you couldn't even tell had that type of brain.
Right.
Mind. You see the feminine acting.
Right.
You can
yeah.
see that clearly, but the one who's running around acting like a normal man, you don't even know, you know what I'm saying? Their mind
now,
same as theirs. The same thing. Is
now,
one is hiding it.
Yeah.
One is
but,
trying to be.
But can we fix something before this night's over? Because we only got 15 minutes to go. This myth and this lie and this false brainwashing that just because you're not with the agenda that you're homophobic. See, a phobia is something that you're afraid of.
I'm
are you afraid of fags?
I ain't afraid of them, but I don't like them around me.
That don't make you a phobic, though.
So what is that?
Phobia is a fear. Exactly.
Like, I don't like them.
You can be homo rejected. You reject it. But you're not a phobia. You're not afraid of it.
You know what I'm afraid of?
What you afraid
having
of?
One around me that I don't know is one. So that's a phobia.
Nah, I ain't a phobia.
That ain't?
Okay, nah, bro.
I'm just making sure. Cause you, that's
well, I'm
going to
tell you why.
You could, but it seems like you...
A phobia is like...
You,
the phobia is like we found out.
I don't believe that a man that, or any gender like his same gender is going to... They're gonna say something that lets that know it.
Are you afraid of heights?
Yeah.
So what happens to you when you hop high somewhere? Well, how do you feel?
I get over it.
No. When you say you're afraid of heights, what do you feel? Do you feel a little nervous that your hands start sweating? Do you feel?
I don't go.
Do you try to do everything you can to escape the heights?
By not going up there.
Okay. That's a fear, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, a phobia is like, say for instance, we went somewhere and we was in a room full of three gay dudes and we know they're gay and then you start panicking and start sweating.
That's a phobia,
bro. You're not phobic. You know,
no.
You can't be home. You know they got a new word out now too called transphobic. So now if you're a person who don't agree with transgender, now you're transphobic. They got a damn name for everything, bro.
Not crossing the lines of nature.
Right.
So that's not common.
So you should be nature phobic.
No, that means your aura is off. Your aura going to feel funny around people that ain't with. I mean, we all seeing, but
you're not phobic.
Go seeing this hard to come back from. Like killing somebody, if you kill them wrong, they can't bring their life back. From crossing the lines of nature like that with homosexuality, you can't take that back.
But us does not, with it does not make us phobic. We're not afraid of them. They're making it seem like we're afraid of them.
We don't want to be part of that.
Right.
It ain't no good feeling. Well, who wants to be like in jail?
Right. Were you afraid of them in jail? Exactly. So you're not phobic. You see what I'm saying? To be phobic, you gotta be afraid. So what we're telling you people out there who we don't appreciate or participate in that lifestyle.
Right,
period. Or put on our kids, right?
Pushed on our kids.
Right, but they hit that switch to make you sound like you phobic. No, people, you sickos out there, ain't nobody phobic.
Well, ask themselves. They need to ask themselves why they got. Well, they know why though. They don't remember. Like you say, the gay rappers, but some that's gay and ain't saying they gay, and they all the evidences that it look like you that way. You got videos and this and that.
I look at it like this. Claim what you are. If you're a rapper out there, but you act like you're a hardcore straight rapper, like the dude on that TV show, the P-Valley show, claim your lifestyle. If you're a homo thug rapper, claim it. Obviously, they're embarrassed by it, so obviously they're not proud.
Dude in the dream. He was embarrassed. He still applied people.
Right.
But still was embarrassed about his man, you know, because he used to look at him like, man, you was a hell of a guy. Now you done threw it all away.
That's just like...
threw it all away.
There's another TV show out there called The Shy. You heard that show? All of these shows right now, bro, the hardest of the hardest so-called dude is the homo.
They trying to make that like...
That's the norm.
That's okay. You see, you could be that. Nah, he's weird. He's mentally crazy. He is, how you... Look, we are not okaying that one. I don't care what you said. We believe in Sodom and Gomorrah. We believe that the Lord. When I was a Christian, I believed in Sodom and Gomorrah's story. Now I'm a Muslim. I still believe the same story.
Right.
The Islamic story too.
And that's why it's important. That's why it's important for us here at Geyser.
I believe in that story, and then I'm, you know what I mean, condoning that. No.
And that's what they're doing. Like, the agenda right now is they're taking all of these so-called hardest of the hard, and they're all homos.
That proves you ain't strong, and we can manipulate you, and you do.
That goes back to the
beginning
of the
show. You can't come back to the black community and lead it. Was Malcolm, I don't believe none of our...
They try to play that? You know that one dude wrote that one book trying to say that Malcolm was a homo.
I'm going to say this.
They're going to attack everybody's character they can as long as we continue to allow them to do it.
I'm going
to
say we really ain't. This might be painful, but I'm going to say we ain't had too many black leaders because a leader.
We all leaders.
Yeah, we got to be leaders because a leader feeds his people, man. How you going to not feed your people?
Right.
You see, so what's the point of a leader? He ain't got no economic sense.
You gotta have financial literacy to be a leader. Period. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad made sure that the nation had an economic structure from day one.
But that has to go into the rest of it. I see it is people outside your group. They're still your tribe, but
still
not
need to
group.
Have financial structure.
No. You need to help them have one if you got
exactly.
One.
You need to teach one. Each one teach one.
You ain't
yeah. You can't be selfish if you got your people that need it.
I ain't saying go help the LGBT community. I ain't saying that. I'm saying the straight community that ain't part of your tribe. That's part of your tribe, but might not be part of your belief. Have the same identical belief as you, but they y'all online. Y'all got more in common than that.
Right.
Like that,
right? Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's like that one there. If you believe, like you said, if you believe like that, then you're going to, you might, it's possible that you can refer some of our people over here with us. So we got to keep guard the gate. We got to gatekeep. That's what we, like you
we
said,
gotta
they,
be
gatekeep.
They gatekeeping.
We're going to gatekeep this one.
Yes.
When we go start the clean one.
Yeah.
You know, still can talk, you know, tell your tale strong, but find out a way, find a way to tell it. That's why I lead by example with the rapping, no cussing.
Yeah.
Tell a strong story without being, with the babies can hear my song and still not be hearing nothing that they ain't got no business hearing.
Right.
Like that. Like
right.
That type of words.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to get to. Protect them from themselves and from everybody.
Exactly.
Ourselves. Protect them from our own self.
Exactly. So what we got to do, we got to take a break. We only got 15 minutes left. We're going to take a break. You listen to the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. I'm your man, Snap.
I'm your man, Peppy.
We'll be back in a second.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies is his and hers. You still with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no business hurt. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black bus, it feels better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turn in your car, I should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. The word I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honor, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, the city feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type that the keys for that. That's why we retract, to show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions, headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line.
What's up, what's up, what's up, it's your man. You listen to the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. I'm your man, Snap.
And Peppy.
We got 10 minutes. Let me go through these announcements because Peppy just said that's profound. And what we're going to do, we're probably going to not be able to finish it tonight, but we're going to at least start and then finish it off next week. Until then, Peppy and Snap is made possible by members of YizerRadio.com at $14.99 per month.
$14.99.
And or YizerTV.com at $24.99 per month. Members, thank you so much for your support because without you, there would be no Yizer.
Thank you.
Ain't that right, sir? Yes. Thank you, sir. We need that.
The Lord and y'all.
There you go.
The
we
Lord
need
bless
it.
Us with y'all.
And exactly. And every movement has to have a financial structure, you guys. So you guys need to support us. Okay. Also, Peppy and Snap is also made possible by ongoing individual direct contributions of $8.33 from the Peppy and Snap loyal supporters. These are the people who like Yizer, but love Peppy and Snap. You see what I'm saying? But everybody's love here. Everybody's love. You know what I'm saying?
It's reciprocity.
Exactly. For $8.33 from the Peppy and Snap loyal supporters. If you would like to make a direct contribution to the Peppy and Snap show, go to shopyizer.com. That's Yizer, Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. Shopyizer.com. Thank you for all that you give.
On behalf of us, Peppy and Snap staff, and Yizer, we love and appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
And last but not least, and finally, Peppy and Snap would like to thank our major funding sponsor, Digital Guard. If you guys watch the TV show right now, you can see Digital Guard on my shirt. If you need cameras for your home or business, go to PreventHomeCrimes.com or go to PreventBusinessCrimes.com. These sponsors do the heavy lifting around here to make sure that the lights stay on. So once again,
lights got to be on.
Got to have lights, right?
Okay, no lights, no action.
No lights, no action. And once again, thank you, Yizer members, direct supporters, and major funding sponsors. Now back to the show. We got less than 10 minutes to go. Peppy, please mention that statement you said while we was on break, and we can't get it all in today, but we might have to finish tomorrow.
The LG, what is LG?
It's a whole lot of damn letters on the
alphabet. Yeah. With the alphabet group.
The alphabet group.
Please quit saying that y'all's struggle is the same as our struggle, our racial struggle that we go through, our oppression we go through behind our, you know, I don't like to call it race, for having melanin in our skin, for being so identifiable. In the original people, like Adam and Eve was our people, was all our people, but y'all seem to think they ain't all our people, but they was our you know, we look a little more like they do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we would appreciate if y'all would stop comparing them to, because there are no gay babies. Babies ain't even having sex to be gay, so how they gay yet? Unless somebody's influencing them that way, that's a crime. So how are you even involved in pushing somebody to be? You don't push the babies to have sex heterosexual. Why are you pushing them? You know what I'm saying? You don't see them pushing heterosexual on babies. You said you want them to, yeah, like girls, but you're not pushing sex and that type of thing. So how did you get that 12 already at a sexual, talking about some,
right, and changing their gender at 11 and 12? That's that bullshit. So on that note, we are out.
Saying that, though, we appreciate y'all. Stop saying that, because it ain't the same. We have a choice on what tribe we was born into.
Right.
Y'all got a choice on what tribe y'all went y'all born into
and created.
Y'all born into a tribe, but y'all choose to go to, y'all created a tribe. Mm-hmm. Y'all created a tribe. Don't act like y'all going to create a tribe is the same as you being born into a tribe.
Not the same.
You know what I mean? So cut that out. We ain't going for it. That's a rejection.
Yes.
And cut it out.
No.
Don't even use that no more.
Don't even use it.
We don't even. Only people of our tribe that accept that is the people, as far as we concern, are like that or exceptions to the rule, people, some soft-hearted people, but we ain't them.
Yes, we're not.
You know, we ain't them for the part, because, like I said, I'm sure we got family out there that we got a, we ain't just acting like we escaped it. You know what I mean?
Nah.
But us being men, it's hard to see a male family member. That's for sure. We ain't even.
Yeah.
Bad enough with to think the females, but definitely the men, it ain't happening.
Exactly. So, thank you guys for tuning in to the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. Inshallah, we'll be back here next Thursday.
Inshallah.
Peppy, what's your last word, sir?
Stick to your guns, literally and figuratively.
And like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace, we out.
Peace.
Tomorrow night, if you're in Indianapolis.
I'm looking to the Muslims.
We got a live recording of Culture Kings tomorrow night. If you want to watch this radio show, TV version, join YizerTV.com. The first 30 days is free. And check us out tomorrow starting at noon to midnight. This episode right here of Peppy and Snap. And we out.
Peace.
Our dream of life is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies is his and hers. You still with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison hurt. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work.
Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the street the rest of the life while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a bike buffer, feels better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive and put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turn in your car, I should carry your purse. I had to take choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. If fans is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honor, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, then see the feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type that'll kill you for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last but not least, we send you away, you really was still enough.